פייג' 118. כשמתפלל ותואם מתיקות בדיבורי התפילה, הבחינה נקראת כל הצוותי תאמר. When someone davens and he tastes the sweetness of the words of the tefillah that he's talking to Hashem, it's called the aspect of kol atzmotai tomana. It means his whole body feels like he's with Hashem. Ve'en yachol itom etikui v'tfilah elak shtiken p'gam abrit. One cannot taste the sweetness of prayer unless he fixes the brit. And the more he fixes the brit, the more sweetness of taste in the prayer. And the less... The more a person fixes brit, does tikkun brit, the more sweetness will have in his prayer. Ki mai metikin ze b'chinat mai dedachya. Sweet waters is the aspect of the waters of a mill. Umishu b'chinat mai metikin. The one who is the aspect of mai metikin, of sweet waters. Azai diburav metukim v'tovim. Then his words, his speech is sweet and good. And when he takes the words out of his mouth and makes his ears hear them, azai kmo she'amru ashma le'ozneha, chazal said you have to, Kirishma says you have to hear what you say. Azai nichnasim etikut ha'mayim etoch ha'tzutav. Then the sweetness of the water goes into his bones with b'china u'shmua tovaz dashen atzim. Like we said, a good hearing, the hearing of a good thing, it makes your bones feel good. And when the bones feel the sweetness of the speech that you're talking to Hashem, זה בחינת כל עצמתי תאמר. Nice to ask you, oh my God, bones are singing to Hashem. ואז אריה נחת ואחר קורבן זה כתאמר. Then a lion comes down to eat his korban. כי עצם זה בחינת אריה, כשאריה יורד בוחד את הקורבן של האדם, פרושו של אותה כולם מתקבלו. The fact that a lion comes down to eat his prayers, right? That means his prayers is received. So when you have sweetness in the prayer, that means the prayers are received. When you have bitterness in the prayer, daven harder.
Why do the lion?
In the Beis HaMikdash, like we said, that when the korban was accepted by Hashem, so a lion came and ate the korban in the Mizbeach. And if not, a dog came down and ate.
Is the lion the king of the beasts?
And the beasts, the animals. As a joke, once a donkey was in the forest and he sees a lion walking by, and all the animals bowing down to him, bowing down to the king of the beast, like you said. He said, "Well, I want to be a lion." So one day he bought a costume of a lion. And he put on, he's walking down in the forest, and people, all the animals, a lot of bowing down to him, and everything. Wait till I give a roar. He opens his mouth, he says, So the Musa from this story is that something is better to be quiet. So you open your mouth.
Then you just
no one knows. No one knows what's going on inside. Like a rabbi, you got a big beard. What do you eat there? Is it kinamon?
It's kinamon.
Do you eat kinamon? Kipa kinamon? It's kashet.
The kinamon is not kashet from what we usually call it kinamon. There are two types. There are two types. כמו ב...
two types of cinnamon. Bark of cinnamon. The bark.
ב... הצורי וסיפרון חרבון אבנה. Okay? You have kitsia and kinamon. Kitsia is the common one that grows all over the world. And so if you buy ground cinnamon, it's kitsia. But kinamon is grown only in southeast India and Ceylon. And the bark is softer, redder, more aromatic.
Is this?
That's this.
Shall we?
Where can you get it?
In Perak they have it, and another place in Shukri, Mashuni, they have it.
And yeah, this, it's very strong.
And this is a friend of mine from India. He comes twice a year to Arvitz and brings me
back out there. You make a breath on this?
Yeah, so cold.
It's smell.
Okay,
let's say, no?
It's
machloket. No?
I say, if you want to be, one, you're not sure, you say,
maybe soon I'll eat it.
It has a lot of health.
Why is it charcoal? Because it's not a fruit.
It has a lot of health benefits to do it too.
Why not? Okay. אבל מי שפגע בבריתו, some of blemish in his breed, ובבחינת מים מרירים, they asked to get bitter waters, ובבחינת ולא יכלו לשתות מים ממרה, they asked that they couldn't drink water from מרה, he couldn't drink the water, מים מסעבים, dirty waters, tumma waters, זרע תמה, אזי אין יכול להתפלל, then he cannot daven, בבחינת כל התדמה, he can't daven, like the whole body, אז קרבן אחד, then a dog comes and eats pears. שוב בחינת מים מרירים, שצובח הב הב. Why דווקא a dog? Because then a person davens like this, he's not davening near close to Hashem. The Zohar says, since the people who daven and they just want one from Hashem, they say hab 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 hab, give me hab hab. Like a dog says hab hab. That's why a dog comes and eats his pears. He's not davening to cleave Hashem. ובחינת מרה. דעית לתרי פיות, אני לא אומר למה ראי, בחינת חר פיות, בחינת גיהנום, דעית לתרי בנות, צורכים אהב אהב, אוקיי. רבנו מגלה לנו, רבנו reveals to us, שמי שיש לו תיקון הבריס, תאמון הוא היה תיקון הבריס, אזי תפילתו מתוקה לעודן תפילה סוויט, כל מילה שמוציא מפיו מתוקה יותר מדבש, ומכל המתקים שבעולם, עודן, every word that he says, mouth, it's sweet more than honey and more than all the goodies in the world. So obviously he's not hurrying in his prayer. Why should you eat sweetness? Right? You eat chocolate, you eat but slowly. You want to take the flavor? No. לכן, כל מי שעדיין לא טועם, כזו מתיקות בדורי התפילה. And therefore, someone who still does not taste such sweetness in the prayer, he does not want to do this, when I say he does not want to leave people to do it, he hasn't been fixed to breathe yet. Sorry I have to say this. Yeah. Umitukim idvash v'nofet tufim. The Torah is sweeter than honey and nofet tufim, whatever that is in English. אדם ששומר את עיניו, a person who guards his eyes, he has מתיקות in his learning the Torah. הוא בהחלט מבין את הפסוק, he definitely understands, he certainly understands the pasuk. הנחמדים מזהב ומפז רב, ומתוקים מדבש ונופץ ורופים. That the Torah is nicer than gold and treasures, and sweeter than honey and נופץ ורופים. הוא פותח את הספר עמו בכזה חשק, he opens the book to learn with such חשק, וטוען כזו מתיקות בלימודו, he tastes such sweetness in his learning. אבל מי שאומר שלא שומר את העיניים, and someone doesn't guard his eyes, בקושי יכול לפתוח את הספר, can hardly open the book, הלימוד כבד עליו, it's heavy for him. מר לו, it's bitter for him to learning, בשבילו ללמוד זה עונש, for him to learn, is a punishment. הוא לא מבין על איזה מתיקות דיבר הפסוק. He doesn't understand sweetness. Maybe he's mistaken though, he doesn't understand that he cannot taste the sweetness. All depends on שמירת העיניים. אז כגון זה אומרים על האדם, and a person like this is looking for the sweetness, and he's flemishing the breed. עושה מעשה זמרי, מבקש שכר כפנחס. He does like Zimri, who married a Goya. And then he wants reward that Pinchas did, which killed them. Can't do that. Zimri was one of the Nesi'i Yisrael in the desert. Shavar Abraham, Rashi Niyufi, a Midianit, right? He went to be in front of everyone together with a Midianit, a Goya. L'nei kol Yisrael, והמעשה שלו כל כך הקציף את השם יברך. This deed got Hashem so rageous, so foamy against the Jews, till he wants to destroy חס ושלום, אור הערב, זמן. ובנחס קינה את קינת השם, פנחס took revenge. Right? He is jealous, he took revenge. הוא מסר את נפשו, he did מסירות נפש, לעקור לחלות את הניאוף מעם ישראל, to uproot and vanish completely the ניאוף מעם ישראל, and he killed זימרי המדיינית, ובכך שיקח את חרון אפו של השם, and with this, he diminished the anger of Hashem. וזכה בשכר זה לדבקות אינסופית, and he merit בזכות, as a reward, complete דבקות של השם, and Hashem gave him a brit, כהונת עולם. He became a Kohen, you know, he wasn't a Kohen. His father was a Kohen, but he wasn't a Kohen, he was born afterwards. He became a Kohen afterwards, after he did his deed. Him, that's why there's so many Kohanim today, huh? אתה רוצה לעשות מעשים מגונים כמו זימרי. So a person, you want to do such disgusting deeds like Zimri, and you want to have kuhuna sada like Pinchas, you want to get this sweetness, this cleanness to Hashem? Doesn't work. Yafsidi kadosh, kadosh. Adam sheolech barachov, a person who walks in the street, v'nichshal v'iriyot asurot u'biurim, and he stumbles in prohibited seeing sights, and he has bad yumrim about women. Ubichinat zimri, he's a zimri. And then zimri goes into the Beis Medrash, sits and learns. He wants to feel sweetness in his learning. Zimri, go to tshuva. Don't you have to understand, right? You walk from your house to here, and you saw. Then he comes learning. Oh, I don't have cheshit to learn today. Of course, you don't have cheshit to learn today. Sweetness in the Torah depends on Kedusha. Depends on our Kedusha. The more we'll be Kadosh, the more the Torah will be sweet to us. Kids learn so much. They love it because they don't have anything to do with Baal Brit. They turn 13, 14. Ah. Rav Aush says, every time our parents come, our son's 14, 15, wants to leave Yeshiva, he knows exactly what happened. Baal Brit.
But not only these days, a lot of that in that age.
So what?
It's frightening how many young students.
And all depends on this. All depends on this.
On what?
Kedusha Dabrit.
A lot of young kids.
Yeah, young boys. 15. They fall out of yeshiva. Why? Because the leaf was not sweet anymore. Why not? And in yeshivas, must teach you. They don't teach this, that there's Gav Brit and you can't do Zerah Vatala. They don't teach this.
But isn't it from the parents, though, the 13, 14 year old? He's begun the Brit. Because the parents, the father. Right?
Today, it doesn't have to be only the parents, it's also friends.
Yeah. Friends or what?
Friends also.
The friends are more of an influence than the parents
in our days. And, a lot of
times. They're not doing their job. They're doing their job. He wouldn't be guarding his eye, wouldn't he?
If the parents guard their eyes, the kid will most likely guard their eyes.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah. There's still unfortunately.
And also it has to do, not only if the parent guards their eyes now, it has to do with what the parent was when the kid was born. When the kid was conceived, when the seed was conceived.
Yeah.
So then sometimes he has a different...
It walks in your mind at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he has a different tikkun has to go through now. Mm-hmm. Even if the parents afterwards did tshuva and everything. But he was born in that. And that's why Rav Aush always says, don't bash the kid because you did this. Whatever the kid is, you did this. So the kid has to go through what he has to go through. You could daven. All you could do, you could daven sometimes. And show the kid a lot of love. Show the kid love, you fix everything. 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 That's the rule in chinuch. Especially in this generation. Especially, more and more especially. Show the kid love, you help him. Show the kid anger. Forget it, you lost the kid. They are dying, you could lose it. Love even if he's doing bad things.
Love makes the world go round.
Okay. Right? He goes to the Beis Medrash and he wants to be more like Pinchas. He wants to feel flavor, he wants to feel ta'am in the limud. He wants to feel close to Hashem, he wants to see Hashgacha Pratis, he wants this. And he asks, why don't I feel anything? You don't understand, it's impossible. If you're Zimri outside, you can't be Pinchas inside. If you're Pinchas outside, you can be Pinchas inside. If you're Zimri outside, you're the same Zimri inside. Same Zimri. I remember this shir from Rav Aush. A lot of it's written down from Shiurim. And then he goes over it if you sit up and stuff. What does that mean, be Pinchas outside? Feel revenge for Hashem. Close your eyes from anything that has anything to do with the sin. With a lot of prayers. And he'll be Pinchas in the Shiurim. She'll feel sweetness and everything. It's okay, where's the next stuff? Yeah. In truth, Mehmet, someone who marries to guard his eyes in the street, he really tastes Bekus in Hashem. Why? Because he feels a danger. I don't want to see. He feels a danger from a prohibited thing. Chalila, I don't want to go over Averos. And he goes in the street, Hashem, I don't want to guard my eyes. Please, I want to cleave to you. I want to guard my eyes. That's why he walks in the street. Help me, Hashem. I shouldn't have it. It's the beauty of a woman is heaven, it's nothingness. Help me, I should not even desire it. Help me, I don't lose my kedusha, I don't lose my neshama. Such a person merits dveikus with Hashem when he walks in the street. And then, when he goes to the learning, he feels sweetness in his learning. Where's the Shmuel Shapiro's?